Okay, it's John Taylor, just talking about the Radio Play Society. I've been a member now of Blind Vets for around about 12 years. Initially, I came here because I wanted to continue with my gym activity. I've always been a keep fit person. Again, that goes back to being a dancer, singer on stage. And unless you've got any fitness, you won't dance and sing at the same time. And then we started doing the Radio Theatre Society. Our first play, The Intruder, was done by a number of members. Members that never put their voice to a recording before. Members who had not done anything like that before. And we came up with the finished article, and it wasn't too bad. I'm saying that because now, 18 months to 2 years later, we're listening to some of our recordings and we're thinking, goodness me, when we started we didn't know what we were doing, but now we're sounding very much like professionals. And it's much more fun if you're involved in doing it and you do it, and then at the end of the day you realise, god, that was me, I didn't realise that. Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. And we all had a good laugh at doing it. And that's why I keep coming back, because everybody enjoys themselves.
My name is Pat Keeble, and I belong to the Radio Play since it more or less started. And I thoroughly enjoy every single minute of it. We laugh from the time we come in to practically the time we go out.
Hello, my name's Paul Twilley. And my coming to the Radio Play Society was a bit of an accident. I happened to be walking along the corridor one day, and my boss turned a corner and he came towards me and said, oh, can you give me a hand? I need some sort of lifting and shifting. I was asked to do various things during the meeting of the Radio Play Society, and he came and found me and asked me to help again. And every week after that, he's done exactly the same. Well, we get a play out at the end of it, and it's a good laugh. It's a good laugh along the way. I'm amazed at how it turns out. I'm amazed at people's skill and professionalism, and it's wonderful to see the same faces every week.
Right, I've been a resident now for nearly 4 years, and when this drama class started, Caroline came to me and she said, I really think you ought to try and join it. And I said, I've never done anything like that before. She said, just try it. I'm so pleased I did. I enjoy every minute I come here. We have so many laughs. I wish it would go on more than once a week.
My name is Bernard Parker. I've been a member of this charity for 4 years, and this place has been infectious for me. It's changed my life. As a very young man, I was in a theatre group, the Haversheath Theatre Group, and mainly singing in the chorus. And we, during the summer months, we used to sing Gilbert and Sullivan, and in the winter months, we used to do pantomimes of various descriptions. Anyway, we thoroughly enjoyed it, and that made me come to join this collection of renegades.
Hello, I'm Sue Corsi and I work in the bookings office. I didn't know anything about editing, and Chris showed me the ropes because he was an ex-BBC editor, and it's lovely piecing everything together and just hearing the finishing play, and it just all sounds amazing and everyone is incredible, so it's been good.
But my name is Howard Cutter, a majority, I suppose you'd be able to tell. Nobody else can understand me. I really enjoy all this. I never ever thought I would do anything like this. I was always very shy for trying to hide behind somebody, you know. But I've been in the Blind Vets for 9, 10, 11 years, something like that. Well, I used to like to do a lot of different types of work, but woodwork and making things. But I found that I got, losing my eyesight, I couldn't really do it. On a Friday afternoon, so we all just sit and talk. We said, well, what we're going to do? And somebody suggested, well, something like this, a play thing. So I'm saying to myself, well, I've never done anything like that. So, but anyway, I'll have a go. And I've really enjoyed it ever since I joined it.